And now we are back out in space with a question for you, David. And Byron has been in touch to ask, why do black holes seem to have more gravity than anything else? Doesn't a black hole have the same mass as the star that it was created from? And doesn't an object's gravitational field depend on its mass? How does that work?
Well, the answer is yes to both those bits at the end. I think the misconception that Byron has is that black holes have more gravity than other objects. It's the strength of the gravity close to the event horizon, which is the sort of the boundary of the black hole. If you were to take the sun and magically compress it to the density that it would require to become a black hole, the gravity at the event horizon, the new surface around that, would be extremely strong. But out here at the Earth, we'd notice no difference. So the total gravity around a black hole doesn't depend on whether it's a black hole or not. It just depends on the mass inside it. Now, the sun can't become a black hole naturally. You have to have a mass of, it's the Chandrasekhar limit, which I think is 1.4 solar masses or something, before a star has enough strength of gravity to force its matter into the density required to become a black hole. And there are some supermassive black holes, which are billions of solar masses. These are the things, the colliding black holes that were detected by the gravity wave detections. Those are really enormous objects and, of course, have lots of gravity because they've got an enormous amount of mass in. But the short answer is the strength of gravity at a distance from a black hole is independent of whether or not it's a black hole. It just depends on how much mass has gone into it.
Because it's all crushed into a tiny, tiny space.
It's all crushed into such a small space that the gravity really close to it is so strong that light can't get out, and you couldn't get that close without being ripped apart by the tides.
Wow.